Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I'd like to welcome you back to the broadcast this morning. Now, over the next few weeks, we'll be talking about several different topics, one of which includes what God has done for us. But this week, we want to talk a little bit about the modern-day attack on the Bible. Now, if you have your Bibles handy, then please turn to John chapter 1 as Pastor Reynolds delves into this very charged topic of Bible versions.
This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject, the modern attack on the Bible, that is, on the King James Version. We'd like to take our text from the book of John, chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible says here in this place, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Bible is being attacked today as never, ever before. Some modern English translations of the Bible remove blood redemption. They claim that all are going to be finally saved anyway. Sometimes they claim that we don't need blood redemption because, well, we don't have a bloody religion at all. Some modern English translations of the Bible remove the fact of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. They say that nobody can really tell anyway whether Mary was a virgin or not. After all, just because the Bible says that doesn't mean that you want to believe it, right? Some modern English versions remove all references to darkness from the Bible. They claim that these remarks are race related. These references, they're not talking about the color of your skin, though. These references talk about spiritual darkness. You see, God is able to save anybody, even a person that is steeped in spiritual darkness. They're completely away from God. God is able to save them. Aren't you thankful that God is able to do that? God is able. I'm glad for that. Some modern translations remove all references to Father God, instead calling him Father Mother God or Mother Father God. These poor deluded people just simply don't understand that God is a spirit, that he is the creator of this entire universe. These poor, deluded people do not understand that God is not male nor female. They do not understand that God lives in eternity, not time as we live. These folks don't understand that there is not a Mrs. God. There is simply God. Some people say that the Bible is just an old book. Some people say that the Bible, the King James Bible, is out of touch with reality in this modern day and era in which we live. The fact is this, that people are exactly the same as they have always been for thousands of years. People are always the same. I would remind you that Cain killed Abel, right? What people need today is exactly the same thing they have always needed. People need to hear about Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. People need to know that they can rely upon the Bible because the Bible is God's Word. And when people mess with the Bible, they're messing with God's Word. Notice, in the book of John, chapter number 1 and verse 1, the Bible says here, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Get that? Let me read it to you again. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the beginning, the Word was with God. And so when people start changing the Word of God around to suit their own fancies, then they are actually trying to change God and make God not in a spirit, not like He is. Rather, they want God to be something they can understand, something that they can touch, something they can feel. But it's not possible that God is like that. Notice, the Bible says in verse number 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This is the way that the gospel is. The message of truth goes out into all of the world, and yet the world does not hear the plain truth of the Word of God. Notice in John 1, verse number 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is talking about Jesus Christ was made flesh. He was the Son of the living God. And He was made flesh. And He came and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, I believe that the Bible, the King James Bible, is a really good book. This Bible speaks of eternal life. This Bible also speaks of eternal condemnation. There is an eternity that's after death, that's after this life, that really comes. It comes to me, and it will come to you as well. I find, though, that most people do not consistently read the Bible. The reason I say this is because there's little evidence in their lives. There's little evidence that the Bible influences their lives. And it's a shame. The Bible is a good book. It is a book of history. It is a book of prophecy. It is a book of truth. It is a book that tells us everything that we need to know. The Bible, God's own holy word, it's a real good book. Television, wild rock music, and wicked country music seem to have more influence on people than the Bible itself. I find this, that if a scripture is mentioned in public places, or someone expresses the fact that they use the Bible as a foundation for their lives, most people think that's a little bit on the strange side. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 3 and 4 declares, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness and lust, excesses of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Is that not true today? The Bible has been removed from most public places, and its influence is being shunned by most public officials. You know, many public officials today, they don't want to admit that the Bible teaches morality. They don't want to believe that they're personally influenced, or that the laws of our land are personally influenced by the Bible itself. Most public people want to be moral without confessing that they are following the Bible. And that just don't work that way at all. Most people are even unaware of Old Testament and New Testament Bible stories, many of those. They're just unaware of those. You know, the Bible, the KJV, the King James Version of the Bible, is God's Word. It is a guide for our everyday lives. The Bible is the owner's manual. God wrote the Bible so we would know how to live our lives for Him and for the most enjoyment of ourselves. Oftentimes, we hear the expression, when all else fails, read the instructions. That's a pretty good clue, don't you think? We ought to read the instructions. The Bible, God's own holy word. We often do this when we are assembling something. It is natural to try to figure things out ourselves. It is also against spiritual development. Just let God show you what He means. The Bible states in the book of Psalms 119, verse number 105, the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, I can trust the Word of God to give me all of the truth and nothing but the truth. The Bible will always give me exactly what I need. And it'll always give me exactly when I need it. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16 and verse 17, the Bible said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible is a guide for our lives. I believe that the King James Version of the Bible is a guide for my life right now. I know that the Bible is good for doctrine. I know that it's good to reprove me. I know that it's good for my correction. I know that it's good that I could be instructed in righteousness. You see, the Bible says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
We pray that this morning's message has been a blessing and an encouragement to you, and has maybe helped answer some of the questions that you've been struggling with personally. Now, for more information on this topic, I'd encourage you to log into our website. Now, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. And if you get into that website, you can click over on the left-hand side, you can click on the KJV link. Now, from this portion of the website, you'll be able to listen to different messages about Bible versions, as well as download a free copy of the book titled The Old Black Book. Now, while you're on the website, feel free to catch up on maybe some of the prior radio broadcasts that you might have missed. You'll find those under the audio section. Or you can read one of the many different articles that have been posted. We've got some great ones out there. For example, you'll find articles on topics such as eternal security, the sayings of Christ on the cross, why bad things have to happen, and then even one dealing with teaching love. All of those are available free of charge from the website. We also want to make sure you are aware of our sermon audio website, where you can download the weekly sermons that are preached from the pulpit there at Independence Baptist Church. Now, that website address is www.sermonaudio.com/IBC. And from that site, you'll be able to listen to MP3s, download them to your mobile devices. If you don't want to listen to them right away, you can download them to your mobile apps. Now, there is one more thing I'd like to mention before we're completely out of time, and that is the date for our summer revival services. Now, we'll be starting those July 14th at 7 p.m. We'll then be holding morning services Tuesday through Friday at 10 a.m., and then also Tuesday through Friday, we'll have evening services starting at 7 p.m. And you're welcome to join us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Well, our time for this morning has come and gone, but we are thankful you're able to join us and pray that you'll be able to listen again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.